All right, everyone can have a seat. Sit in a very comfortably and relaxingly. Sitting in such a way your buttock, your thighs, and your knees create a triangle, very balanced and stable. Your head, neck, and spine upright, straight naturally and relaxingly. Balance your shoulder and let it as loose as possible. Your arm rest naturally along your side and the palm put together, the tip of your thumb touching together. Close your eyes and your lip put together like a half smile on your face. Concentrate all your attention at the entrance of your nostril, the area below your nostril and above your upper lip. Start with a quiet mind, awake and alert mind, a balanced mind. When we're breathing in, you know you are breathing in. When you're breathing out, you know you are breathing out. Breathing in a very deep and slow, you know you are having a deep and slow breathing. Breathing out slowly and deeply. You are aware of your out breathing slowly and deeply. We not try to control or regulate the rhythm of our breath. Just observe objectively your natural breath. Just be aware of it. When it comes in, you know you have an incoming breath. When it going out, you know clearly you are having an outgoing breath. When it going through the left nostril, you know clearly the air going through the left nostril. When it going to the right nostril, you know clearly the air is going to the right nostril. We not try to change its direction or regulate its rate and rhythm. Just be with them from the beginning to the end of your in-breath as well as the out-breath. It's very important today you should first distinguish clearly between incoming and outgoing breath. Don't have any confusion between the incoming and outgoing breath. Secondly, distinguish clearly between a full attention, full awareness of the regular natural breath with the lacking of attention or unmindful breath we usually have in the normal life. And from today, if we practice correctly, you can feel the thrust of your respiration when it's moving in or moving out. It will thrust to your outer ring of your nostril or the inner wall of your nose. The pressure at the touching point also will change from the beginning of your respiration to the end of your respiration. So pay attention, concentrate, really, really awake and alert. You will distinguish, you will feel the change of the rate of your respiration, the pressure at the point of touching from the beginning of the incoming breath to the end of incoming breath, as well as from the beginning of the outgoing breath to the end of the outgoing breath. It's supposed to change to reduce the speed and reduce the pressure compared from the beginning to the end of the incoming or the outgoing breath. If you can be aware and alert at the end of your incoming breath, you will bring the oxygen to nourish all the deep cell inside of your internal organ and to the extremity of our body. At the same token, if we can aware at the end of our outgoing breath, when it really, really subtle, really, really mean, so we can exhale, we can eliminate all the carbon dioxide or the negative gas, the negative energy out of our body from the very deep, deep level inside our body, inside our internal organ. If we can do that, our body will be very clean and very healthy, strong, because it can eliminate all of the toxic gas from the very deep level inside of our internal organ. And after that, it will fill up with our new oxygen and new positive energy. So try to be mindful, concentrate, awake and alert to the end of the incoming breath or the end of the outgoing breath when it's very, very subtle. Breathing in, you know you are breathing in with the new fresh air and positive energy to nourish and heal your body and mind. Breathing out, you know you are breathing out to exhale all the negative gas, the carbon dioxide and the negative energy out of your body. Breathing in, you are aware from the beginning to the end of your respiration. Breathing out, you are aware fully from the beginning to the end of your outgoing breath. Once in a while, your mind may wandering away, not be at the area under your nostril above the upper lip. It's okay. Whenever you realize that, just bring it back to that area, the area below your nostrils, above your upper lip. And if it happen again, don't worry, don't blame it, don't be upset or unhappy. As soon as you realize your mind wandering away, just accept the reality. Our mind just wander away. So bring it back to the area below your nostril, above your upper lip. If your mind wandering too often, you better breathe harder a little bit, just a little bit harder. With a harder breath, you can easily to concentrate all your attention at the area below your nostril and above your upper lip. It makes it easy for you to observe your natural breath. And then maintain that until you can have a concentration, awake and alert continually from one breath to the other for more than a minute. Then come back to the soft, gentle, normal breathing with full attention, awake and alertness. Breathing in, you know clearly you are breathing in. Breathing